英国问答
Your questions answered.
Ask about Britain.
BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是杨丽，欢迎收听英国问答。这档节目专门用来回答听众朋友提出的有关英国文化习俗的疑问。今天的问题来自深圳的 Jessica。Jessica 把她的 MP3 录音通过电邮发到了我们的邮箱 chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。希望大家都来这样做，以便我们能在节目当中听到你的声音。好，现在我们一起来听听 Jessica 的录音吧。
Hello, this is Jessica from Shenzhen, China. I like this program very much. Would you please give me some idea about how UK people to praise people for their looking or figure? Is it common to say some guy handsome? As like saying, you are a handsome guy or pretty beautiful for a girl. Thanks a lot, Jessica.
听上去 Jessica 想了解英国人啊有没有称赞一个人外表的习惯，如果回答是肯定的，那么在赞许和夸奖别人的时候又该如何表达呢？现在我请我的同事 William Kramer 为大家做一次演示，看看被称赞的人如何反应。环顾四周，看看谁最能抓住 William 的眼球。 I wonder who will catch his eye.
So I'm joined now by my colleague, Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Will.
And Michelle, I've got something to say to you. I just wanted to say, I don't know if anyone has told you this recently, but you're a very good-looking person. You're a beautiful girl.
Well, I do try. I did blow dry my hair especially for you today, actually.
Thanks, Michelle. Now, the reason I'm telling you this now is that we have an email from Jessica,in China, who says, is it common to say that some guy's handsome, like, for example, saying you're a handsome guy or pretty or beautiful for a girl? Would we normally sort of say to people, you know, you're a good-looking girl, you're a good-looking guy, you're a pretty girl?
I probably wouldn't.Actually, because I think some people, well, especially in Britain anyway, feel quite uncomfortable when you make comments like that, really. Like I did when you made that comment.
So you felt uncomfortable?
Yeah. I think people in Britain sometimes find it hard to take compliments. And also it's kind of as if you're trying to flirt with them. And I just think there are more subtle and better ways to do it.
Michelle 说她对赞赏感到不太舒服 uncomfortable.他还说，有时英国人 found it hard to take compliments, 对赞誉和表扬感到难以接受。
I think some people, well, especially in Britain anyway, feel quite uncomfortable when you make comments like that, really. Like I did when you made that comment.
So you felt uncomfortable?
Yeah, I think people in Britain sometimes find it hard to take compliments.
People in Britain sometimes find it hard to take compliments. 这到底是为什么呢？为什么听到别人的称赞会让英国人感到不舒服呢？ Uncomfortable. 原因之一啊，可能是英国人不太习惯主动去称赞别人，因此接受称赞的时候呢，也就困难了。下面 William 就此话题和中国组的同事 Finn 进行了探讨。
Do you think that British people actually like giving and receiving compliments?
I think British people do give them, but quite rarely. So when you do get a compliment from a British person, perhaps it's quite valuable. Maybe it means more than from another culture where compliments are perhaps given more freely.
在英国，人们很少去称赞别人，所以获得称赞时就非常宝贵了 ,valuable.
I think British people do give them, but quite rarely. So when you do get a compliment from a British person, perhaps it's quite valuable. Maybe it means more than from another culture where compliments are perhaps given more freely.
Maybe it means more than from another culture where compliments are perhaps given more freely. 物以稀为贵吗？也许在英国赞美的话更为珍贵吧。 真心实意的称赞会被珍视的。不过如果仅仅是对一个人的外表进行夸奖，恐怕就会让人感到不舒服了。
bbcukchina.com
经过一番探讨，我们了解了英国人对赞美之词的看法。具体说，就是最好不要称赞一名女子多么漂亮，或夸奖一名男子多么英俊，这会让对方感到尴尬。不过，有什么方法让对方容易接受赞美呢？
For me personally, if I notice that one of my colleagues or friends has a new item of clothing or a new haircut, I generally like to comment on it.Even if I don't think it looks great, I think it's important to give that person a little boost and say, oh, you look great today. That's a really nice haircut. It suits your face, that kind of thing. Although, Will, I've noticed yourself, you know, your facial hair has changed and it makes you look really young and perhaps even taller.
Thanks, Finn. I don't need to be any taller than I am. I'm already quite tall enough. But I noticed that you're complimenting people on their haircut and on how they're dressing. Mm-hmm.But you're not saying you're a handsome guy or you're a beautiful girl.
I wouldn't naturally walk up to a guy and say you're handsome unless I had a good reason to. I don't know what that would be.
Finn 说他喜欢称赞一个人的新发型或新款服装，以便给对方提升一下自信心。A little boost, 提升自信心。
I think it's important to give that person a little boost and say, oh, you look great today. That's a really nice haircut. It suits your face, that kind of thing.
You look great today. That's a really nice haircut. 现在我们把话说回来。如果是好朋友的话，那情况就会不同了。柯威廉向 Michelle 提出了一个问题，问他如果看到一名女友穿上一件漂亮的连衣裙，准备晚上出去玩的时候 ，Michelle 会怎么对这位女友说呢
？What would you say to her?
I'd probably say you look gorgeous, or you look stunning, or you know, you look like an absolute babe tonight, or something like that. So I think to compliment your friends is definitely quite normal, and in fact, I do it quite often.
大家听清了吗？Michelle 说了什么？我们再来听一遍。
What would you say to her?
I'd probably say you look gorgeous, or you look stunning, or you know, you look like an absolute babe tonight.
You look gorgeous. 好了，今天我们探讨了一个非常有意思的问题。再次感谢 Jessica。最后我想提醒听众朋友，随时有问题随时给我们发电子邮件，能录音就更好了。我们的邮箱是 chinaelt@bbc.co.uk， 希望早日收到你的问题。拜拜。
bbcukchina.com